it's always a wonderful experience when God's people can come together to worship our eternal Father and to give Him thanks for all that He has done for us and even that which He has promised to do for us. Today, think of it, the first day of the sixth month of the year. Our hearts are made glad to know that God has spared our lives to be this day. And we're going to lift up our hearts to tell Him thanks for all that He has done for us. And not only that, but we're going to recognize who He is. He is our eternal Father. And we are so thankful that He has a Son, His only begotten Son, which is Christ Jesus. He is the Prince of Peace and also the Light of the world. But not only that, He's also the Savior. Wonderful name. His name is Jesus, which means Savior. And He's not only Jesus and Savior, but He's Emmanuel, which means God with us. We serve a God that is our Heavenly Father. He's eternal. And He has a Son, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior and our soon coming King. But then we're not alone. We have the blessed Holy Spirit who comforts us and teaches all things and guides us into all truth. And today, friends, we're so happy to know that as God's children, we can come together to worship the true and the living God. As the Word of God says, we should have no other God before Him. Yes, He is the Creator of the universe. He made all things beautiful. And what I'm happy about is that we're a part of that family as well. Praise His wonderful name. Isn't that something to rejoice about, friends? He is our Heavenly Father. And because of that, He says we should worship Him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. We, over the past months, we have been concerned about what is taking place all over the world. In addition to that, we hear the various activities that are taking place as well. And so we are concerned because people are calling out that we should pray for a revival. We are asked to pray for revival in the United States of America, but then we have other nations that are crying out as well for a mighty revival throughout the world today. We need it, friends. We need it. How God's people have gone to sleep. The word revival means that we need to wake up those that are asleep and bring life again into the hearts and lives of people. Because God is alive. Oh, I like to know that we are serving His Son, who is a risen Savior. He is in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. Men are saying all kind things today. But then, the Word of God tells us here that God in speaking, tell us through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is an evil generation that we are living in. We have found ourselves in spiritual darkness. Yes, and men and women, boys and girls are crying out because they are tumbling in darkness. And we today are so happy that we serve a risen Savior, who is the light of the world, and we are presenting Him to you today. We want you to know also that He is not willing that any should perish, or that all should have everlasting life. Yeah. The church today is the light. Oh, yes, because Christ Jesus lives in us, and He manifests His power through us, and that we are going to be telling you about today. That you too can be a part of the family of God. Praise His wonderful name. There's a song that we love to sing so much, And we do pray that you will be able to join with us and sing it. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. As God's will for all mankind, He creates all things beautiful, all creatures, great and small. And today, friends, we are trusting the Lord for a mighty revival in this, our country, the United States of America, as well as other nations too, because the entire world is walking in spiritual darkness. How do I know that? The Word of God tells us, friends, in Matthew. And I'd like you just to spin over quickly to me, with me in Matthew. Here, Word of God tells us, and I'm going to read it for you, because it's something that we ought to make note of. And I'm going to be talking about this. Word of God says here in Matthew chapter 4, listen, the scripture tells us here in verse 16, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in this region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Praise His wonderful name. But you know what, friends? I have good news for you today.
Yes.
The Word of God tells us the moment the Son of God, Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, the moment He heard this, this is what the Word of God says. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the only way, friends, that the world is going to have a revival. Not until we practice that word, repentance. Yeah. Repent. And the church has a tremendous job to do that. We too need to lift up our voice, as we're going to see as we continue in the scriptures today. We have to tell the world, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Why they should repent? Because the Word of God says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And yes, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And the world is walking in darkness. How do I know that? Jesus Himself said it. And over we find, over in Jesus said, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of God. We find also, friends, in Genesis chapter 6, listen to the description of the world at a time when Moses was writing these words here after hearing from God. The Word of God tells us in Genesis chapter 6, let me read it. Scripture tells us here, chapter 6, we need to know that. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they desire or choose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with men. Yes, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. But let me jump down quickly to verse 5 and 6. God looking down at the time when Noah was living among a people that was desperate and they were wicked. Listen what description is given all the time at that time. Verse 5 says, and God, notice that, who saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination, think of that, of his thoughts was only evil continually.
Yes.
Does that sound like what is happening today?
Yes, it did.
God is not happy with this. The Word of God tells us God is love, and that he's not willing that any should perish, but that none should have, that all should have everlasting life. Today, listen to the condition that Moses wrote in Genesis chapter 6. He says here, the earth also was corrupt before God. God is a holy God. And the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his ways upon the earth. Verse 13, and God said unto Noah, who was described on the word of God in chapter 6 and verse 9, 8 and 9, he was a righteous man in his generation. But God has made provision that we too, friends, in spite of all that is going on around us, those of us who are called children of God, we too can be described like this, that there are things that are taking place in this our generation. And the Word of God says, Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. How about this generation here today? And Noah walked with God. This is what I want to emphasize, friends. God has chosen a people that are called by his name. We are children of God. He is expecting us to walk with him in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. And I do pray that we today, after hearing that we in this country and we among God's children need to be revived to serve God in spirit and in truth with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. We go on to describe the Word of God says here in verse 11, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Verse 12, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his ways upon the earth. Isn't that something? And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence. Isn't that sad? The earth is filled with violence. Now let me pause here for a while. Many of us, we listen to the news, we see it on television as well, and we hear as we go along each day the various things that are taking place all around us today. But I want you to know, friends, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. Yes, for all flesh had corrupted his ways upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come up before me. But then, friends, Jesus himself said, in the last days, we will see evil time. We will see people that are so wicked, they destroy the lives of others. Yes, and I want you to know that God is not pleased Because his son said this later on. His son says, before he should come, we would see all these things taking place around us in the world today. And yeah. how much we need to draw to the Son of God, who said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. And Jesus himself, which we heard earlier on, listen what he said. Repent. Who was he speaking to? Speaking to a man named Nicodemus. You must be born again. For us, friends, to be saved from the destruction that Jesus speaks of that will happen in the last days, we must repent. It's a word that Jesus himself said. Then the Word of God tells us in Matthew that there was spiritual darkness all over. Jesus raised his voice and he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Today, the church, which is called the body of Christ, oh yes, is called the light of the world, the children of righteousness. We too have to cry out like Jesus did, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yes, if we don't, the Word of God says we will all likewise perish. But is that all? No. He made provision for mankind. And I like this. He made provision. For the Word of God tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Life everlasting. Do you want that? The Son of God paid a wonderful price for us. Quite a price. Quite a price. The Word of God says, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He is not willing, says the scripture, that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. You too can have everlasting life. Now, I must hurry. The Word of God tells us, friends, that Jesus speaking to the multitudes on the mount, and he said to them, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Who was there in that gathering on the mount? His disciples. And he taught them, saying, yes, we are the light of the world. A city that is set up on a hill cannot be hid. And we, the Christians today, friends, need to be revived. So many of us are fast asleep when men are dying around us. So many are walking in darkness and tumbling, not knowing where to go. But Jesus says, we are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. And our business today is to revive all Christians around the world that they need to be awakened. Yes, which is called to revive them from the dead. Yes, they're fast asleep, but today, we the Christians are determined that based on the advertisement we are hearing, asking us to pray for revival. How do we come by revival? First, Christians need to be awakened. Arise, arise, is the Word of God. Yes, we must arise, brethren. We have a job, and that is to tell the world today that there is a Savior, a risen Savior, not a dead one. A risen Savior is in the world today, but no. He lives also in our hearts, praise God. He lives within our hearts today. And through our lives, if we like more, walking in the path of righteousness, His light will shine in us and through us because he is the light of the world. He is the Prince of Peace. Praise his wonderful name. Oh, I like that. He is the Prince of Peace. How we need the peace of God in this our troubled world today. Who is causing this? The enemy of our souls, which is the devil. We find over in Matthew, the Word of God tells us that he tempted the Savior, yes, to do things that were wrong. But listen what the Savior says. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And today, friends, we are enjoying the Word of God because we want to live. The songwriter says, he lives within our hearts. You ask me how I know he lives? Because he lives within our heart. How do I know that? Because the Word of God says that God, the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Father, raised his Son from the dead. Oh, he wasn't in the grave when they looked. He was there. But today, he's at the right hand of God, our Heavenly Father, making a decision for us. How that became possible, friends, because after he was placed in his womb, and the Bible tells us that God raised him from the dead, and because of that he lives. He lives within our hearts today. For those of us who do that word that we heard earlier on, we must repent. Now, let me take you through the book of Acts. God did promise through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we will be endued with power from on high. And oh, how we need God's power today to live in this dark world. Yes, friends, we need him because he is the light of the world. And I want you to know today that we must embrace him so that we can shine his light. And if I be lifted up, he said, I will draw all men unto me. Yes, are you prepared to lift up Jesus Christ by embracing him with that word, the Word of God, which tells us there, Peter, speaking to the multitude, he said, you must repent. Jesus said, you must repent. He said to Nicodemus, you must repent. But then, that's not all. We think of others that have cried out, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Today, friends, if you but only repent of the things that you are doing, you can have everlasting life. I want to speak to the Christians today because it's Christians that have to be revived. Yes, we must shine our lights that men and women can see the light of Christ in us. But first, we need to repent and confess our failures. Many of us are in a backslidden state because of the conditions that are around us, as we read in Matthew, and that the devil came and tempted Jesus. And he is doing that now, tempting many of our Christians who have turned their backs upon God. And the Word of God tells us that God says, I'm a jealous God. Thou shalt have no other God before me. We should serve him with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds, that his light can shine in and through us. We should walk in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, and others will see the light. That's what Jesus did when he heard. He came with a closing voice, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We too need to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But is that all? No. We find that Peter confess on the day of Pentecost. And that's what we are yearning for today. Oh, how we need a Pentecostal experience in the world today, in all our churches. Yes, Peter stood up and he preached the unsearchable riches of Christ. And the multitude cried out, "What must we do to be saved?" He said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you." Our message today to this world that is in darkness, repent, or else you will all likewise perish. You can have everlasting life if you will only embrace the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you come to him today? Yes. The Word of God tells us that when Peter cried out to them, when they asked, "What must we do?" Are you in that position? You're walking in darkness. You're tumbling today, not knowing what to do. We are telling you today that you need to repent of your sins. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes, the hearts of men are deceitful and desperately wicked. Yeah, this is what the Word of God says here in Exodus. Bible tells us, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Yes. That's something. But yet, we turn away so often. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "See, ye have called by the name Beelzebub." But that, no, that's not all. Let's just turn one more time and see what happens here. God is a holy God. Holiness unto the Lord. We must repent, or else we will all likewise perish. I want to say here, friends, for us as Christians, for us to see a mighty revival in our world today, we, the church, must lift up our voices like Jesus did when he heard that the world was in darkness. He cried out, "Repent. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It's our time now to cry out that this world won't perish, but that they must repent and find life everlasting in Christ Jesus. Yes, the multitude heard what Peter preached, the entire gospel to them. And they cried out, "What must we do to be saved?" The message came back, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins." Our voice today in this generation, as a church, as children of God, those of us that are born again, washed in the blood of God, we must tell you, friends, that you need to repent of your sins. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Today, friends, are you tired of the sins that you are taking part in? It is so sad to see the people all around us today. They're not even properly clad. Ah, they're all exposed. Yes, their nakedness. They have no respect for each other anymore, or respect for God. And I want you to know, friends, as Christians, we need to walk in the path of righteousness, that others will see the light of Christ in us and through us. We need to lift up the name of Jesus and tell them that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, I must take you to what God has to say here in Exodus 20. Here the word of God says, and I'm going to read it for you. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the land of sin. Oh, friends, out of the house of bondage, thou shalt have no other God before me. I'm going to stop here for a little while. We today in this country, and we learn in other countries too, people are serving all different types of God. In reading the Gospels, we see where Jesus came across the enemy with the devil. The Word of God called him a serpent. He's a dragon. Ah, so many have been caught up with this, but then they are walking in darkness. And we have to tell them today that there is one who wants to deliver them. He shed his blood that all can have everlasting life. The Word of God says he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. Let me take you back. The multitude that cried out to Peter, what must we do to be saved? Yes, many of you are probably wondering, what must we do? I don't know what to do. It's all trouble around me. My children are giving me problems. My husband is giving me trouble. My daughter is giving me trouble. My son, oh, the people at work are giving me a hard time. Friends, let us draw near to Christ, who is the light of the world. He wants to shine his light in us and through us, that men may see the light of Christ and find life everlasting. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. Let's stand up for Jesus, all the Christians. Standing up for Christ, for Jesus today. Let his light shine in us as we walk in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes, friends, why not walk with Jesus? He tells us that we are in a race as well. We must run this race with patience. Wait upon him. Call upon Jesus for help, and he will give us strength. Yes, Jesus is our Savior. And as I said before, if we stand up for him, then friends, he will take us through this dark world and give us the light that he will shine in and through us, that we can shine the light of Christ and others can enjoy the fullness of life. Now, let me take you to the closing part of this scripture here. I like it very much. The Word of God says, let's go over to Acts chapter 2. The scripture tells us here, friends, that they accepted the message. I like that. And I am praying today that you will accept the message, like the multitude that was there listening to the message that Peter was giving to them. Yes, he speaks about the wonderful things that God had done through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he wants them to become a part of the Church of Christ. Would you like to become a part of the family of God? Yes, would you? You can. Listen what the Word of God tells us. Listen. It says here, then Peter said in Acts chapter 2, then Peter said unto them, Repent, and we baptize every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Did you hear that? And ye shall receive, oh, who doesn't like to get a gift of the Holy Spirit. Christians, servants of God, disciples of Christ, we need the Holy Spirit today.
Yes.
We need him. Jesus speaking to the disciples, he says, all power is given unto me.
Yes.
In heaven and in earth. Yes, friends. We need the power of God to overcome the plan of Satan. He tried to overcome Jesus, but Jesus said, no, not so. Not at all. We too can turn our backs upon Satan if we would only look into the wonderful face of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Yes, friends, Jesus said we should take up our cross and follow him. We have to deny self. Oh, Pastor, I don't have any time to come to the prayer meeting, although you're saying that we need to pray one for another. We need to intercede and supplicate. Yes, here we find that the disciples of Jesus Christ, they in obedience, friends, took up the cross. They denied self and began to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, can you see him today on the cross of Calvary? Saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, the Christians that are asleep, can you see them? Jesus coming and say, can't you pray with me 1 hour? Can't you pray with me again and again? The Word of God tells us, friends, the disciples need to intercede and supplicate and continue to pray. We must pray until the light breaks through. Yes, today, why not accept the message? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Jesus speaking to the multitude on the mount, he says, if you ask, it will be given. If you seek, you will find. If you knock, it shall be opened unto you. Yes, friends, our Heavenly Father gave good gifts, and he will give you the gift of the Holy Spirit, which will be able to equip you with power from an eye, that you can tell men and women that they need to be born again.
Yes.
Such like what Peter is doing here. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. What a wonderful gift. Jesus said this to his disciples before he departed to be with his Father again. He says, friends, the Holy Spirit will be your comforter. He will be your guide. He will be your strength. He will teach you all things. And he said again, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Oh, how we need to preach the message of repentance today. So many are dying in sin. Yes, Christians all over the world. Yes, we meet every Tuesday, either for prayer or for Bible study. We meet several nights of the week for prayer, praying and interceding for all men, because the Word of God tells us, friends, we are to intercede and supplicate for all men, praying, friends, for them, because He's not willing that any should perish. For that all would have everlasting life. Today, how about your family? How about your neighbor? How about your friends? Why not come to the prayer meeting and be with us as we come together as one, one heart, believing in God our Father and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as we intercede for men and women, boys and girls, because it's not God's will for any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. But here is the joy in all this, in coming to our prayer meetings, in interceding and supplicating. The Word of God says, friends, if we do that, we in turn will live a peaceful and godly life. Today, let us intercede for the world that is crying out there in darkness. Oh, Jesus is saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Yeah.
Yes. Would you come to Him today and find life? But then, this is what I like, friends. Verse 40, and with many other words, David testified and exhorted, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. It's an evil generation we're living in, friends. And they that gladly receive His word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. We're talking about revival. What was the message that this gathering heard? A message of repentance in verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent. Repent from what? Their sins. The Word of God says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes, today, would you repent, friends, and become a part of the body of Christ? Yes. The Word of God says here in verse 39, for the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, think of that.
Yes.
Even as many as the Lord, who is the Son of God, His name is Jesus. Praise His wonderful name. The Lord our God
shall call.
Amen. Praise God. Today, friends, would you embrace this invitation that Peter gave to the multitude? I like that. You know, we are talking about revival. This is the secret to the whole thing. The disciples were obedient to the commission of Jesus, who told them, carry ye in the upper room until you're endued with power from on high. I'm going to close on these notes here today. How many of us are prepared to do like Jesus? He was led by the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. But praise God, he was able to overcome because God was with him.
Yes.
Today, friends, you too can overcome the plan of the enemy. Yes, if you would only obey what the Word of God tells us, friends, would you? Yes, let me read again for you. Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, that's the third person of the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You will have the entire Godhead abiding in you to guide you along this way. Oh, why not come today, friends, like the multitude that followed this message here? Listen, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. He's calling you today. Come unto me, all ye that are and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Will you come to him today? And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And I'm going to close on this note. Verse 41 says, then they that gladly, I like that word. I underline that word. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this towards generation. And they that gladly received his word were baptized, praise God. And the same day, you want a revival, just be obedient to his word. And then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. What an altar call. That was the message. Repentance. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. Dear friends, if you know not Christ as Lord and Savior, if your children are wandering all over the world, why not come to Jesus and ask him to have mercy on your family, have mercy upon your children that are scattered all over the place. But then, friends, Jesus is saying, I am not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. And that's why I pay the price on the cross of Calvary for you and for you and for you and for your parents too, and your friends and your relatives. Mothers, fathers, why not come to Jesus today and embrace him as your Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ? Repent. Repent. What a powerful word. Repentance. Repent, come up, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Come up, and ye shall receive the gift, a wonderful gift, of the Holy Ghost, who will guide you into all truth, who will teach you all things, who will endue you with power from on high to testify and to walk with Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are so glad for your Son, Jesus Christ. What a price he paid. As Peter explained to the multitude, that Jesus paid it all. Yes, he paid it all. And he went all the way to Calvary. Yes, shed his blood, that all can be washed as white as snow. But then that was not all. The Word of God says he died and was buried. But praise God, the Heavenly Father, God, who says, I'm a jealous God, thou shalt have no other God before me. He raised his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, from the grave. And today, he can live within your heart. If you would only embrace him, he will come and abide in your life today. Would you come, friends, mother, father, daughter, son? Would you embrace him today? The Lord Jesus Christ said, and if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Yes. Heavenly Father, you are calling all over the world, not only in Jamaica, not only in the United States of America, not only in Africa, oh, but all over the world today. You are calling that they would come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, the winds are tossing you to and fro. Yes, friends, the enemy is offering you all different kind of things, but Jesus is saying, I am the bread of life. I am the living water. Are you thirsty and hungry today? Are you not able to see? Lord, would you open my eyes that I can see you and walk with you? Oh God, I'm surrendering my life to you today, that I can receive the gift of life everlasting. Have mercy upon me now, I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, with eyes closed and heads bowed. This is not all the message for you, friends. I'm hoping that you will have the experience of revival like these people. They stood and they listened anxiously, and the question was being asked, friends, what must we do to be saved? Yes, what must we do? Are you asking that question today? The answer is, friends, accept the gift of life, which is Christ Jesus. Would you come to him now? Would you surrender your life to him today and find everlasting life in Jesus Christ? If you want to see revival in your church, just begin to preach the message of repentance. Yes, friends, and tell them of the wonderful things that Jesus has done. Yes, he gave it all. He surrendered all on the cross of Calvary with his hands pierced. Yes, his head with a crown of thorn, his feet pierced to the cross, and he surrendered all. Today, you can become a part of the church like these people who accepted the message. What was the result? The Word of God says, friends, and I like that very much. I like it. Listen what the Word of God tells us here. The Word of God says, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye need to come. And that's what we are saying to you today, that you need to come. Come all in that labor and are heavy laden, mother and father. You are tired of the reports that you continue to hear about your children. You are tired to hear about the report that you are hearing about your husband or your wife. Oh yes, you are tired to hear of all the evil things that are taking place around us. But today, friends, let us pray one for another, like this vast multitude of people stood up and listened to the message of Peter, and the question was shouted out, what must we do? What must we do? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins. Heavenly Father, I don't know whether there's a big crowd, but I would imagine I'm ministering to quite a big crowd today. Yes, you could be in many other lands listening to our voice today. We are thanking God for that opportunity given to us. Yes, we are speaking to you, however far away you may be or near. Come today. Now is the accepted time. Tomorrow may be too late. Now, friends, come. Come. Would you come? The Word of God tells us over 3,000 people. Think of that. Accepted the message of repentance. Accepting the message of repentance. What must we do to be saved? Repent ye. Oh yes. And be converted, every one of you. Ask the answer. Repent and be converted, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. Father, we lift up everyone that is hearing our voice today, that they would see Jesus and him only on the cross of Calvary. As Peter tried to paint a picture, he did a wonderful picture in painting there. Yes, that everybody can see the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. The Lamb of God who will lead them in the path of righteousness, that they can find life. Those that are thirsty, they can find water to drink, like the woman at the well. Like the people on the mount, they are hungry and thirsting. Would you come to him today? Would you come? Father, we lift up everyone today that is hearing our voice. Have mercy upon them and save their souls and give them life everlasting. We beg of you today that they can say, I'm newborn again. So glad, so glad I'm newborn again. It's a long time I've been waiting. But today I'm born again. Would you surrender to him today? Praise his wonderful name. I'm going to ask just for three persons today to raise their hands, saying, Pastor, would you pray with me and for me? I want to see Jesus. I want to come out of this darkness and to walk in the marvelous light of Christ. Yes, is there one or two or three? Please pray with me and for me. Would you? This is what I like here. The Word of God tells us, friends, verse 45 to 47. And many came together with the oneness of heart, after accepting the message, and they continued daily with one accord in one temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness. Praise his wonderful name. And with a oneness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. Praise God. Yes. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Yes. Why? Because Peter preached the message of repentance. Friends, church, let us tell the world today that they need to repent of all the lying lips, the stealing, all the ugly things that are being said and done around us each day. Let us get out of that and walk in the path of righteousness like Noah did. Yes, he walked. Although it was an evil and adulterous generation, yet he walked with God. Would you step out today and walk with him now? Would you? Father, have mercy on the many that are hearing our voice today. Grant them everlasting life, we beg of you. Oh, that he may sing, I'm newborn again. So glad, I'm newborn again. Yes, how many today would say, I am embracing Christ as Lord and Savior. Praise his name.